Spending time with family is really one of my most favorite memories. You know, we used to do Christmas Eve up big on the farm where I grew up. And I know Shannon, like I said, she's a lover of Christmas too. So I know spending time with her family when she's growing up was huge. And now we have our own family. So that's why it's so special to us. I did want to share a little bit of kind of health info for you guys before I take off. We was looking, you know, kind of something that's relevant for you guys to kind of think about when you're going to holiday parties. And
you're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. Hopefully that holiday music got you guys in the spirit. This is being released on Christmas Eve, so you'll be hearing this hopefully on Christmas Eve or maybe Christmas Day or maybe even New Year's Eve. Who knows? But we wanted to make sure we conveyed our holiday cheer this episode. We want to thank you guys once again for making 2018 a great year, the best year the podcast has ever had. Keep giving us those ratings and reviews in iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, or your preferred podcast app. And also keep sharing the podcast with friends because we want to keep growing this thing and we need your guys' help. So thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. This week's episode is going to be a quick hitter, and we just wanted to share our favorite holiday memories. I know Shannon, as you guys, Shannon hasn't broken yet. She is actually resting her voice to make sure that she is well and able to experience Ella's second official Christmas. I know last year was Ella's first, but she was only 3 months old, so I'm sure one of Shannon's favorite memories would be Ella's first Christmas and soon to be second Christmas, because Shannon is a huge holiday fan, or Christmas fan, I should say. So we've been really celebrating Christmas for the last 6 weeks, I think. I mean, the Christmas music has been pumping in our house for before Thanksgiving, I will say. One thing I remember, and instead of training recaps, we're going to do a little kind of like favorite holiday memories. So, my favorite holiday memory is not only, you know, obviously Ella's first Christmas, that was awesome, but I think when I was about 10 or 11, I was, you know, trying to figure out, whether or not Santa was real. And long story short, I did find out he was real. But I also know that parents, you know, also give a lot of gifts too, and under the guise of Santa. So there's kind of both of them are giving the children gifts, but now sometimes parents like to kind of get into the mix because, you know, Santa can't deliver all the toys. So I was trying to figure it out, so I was withholding information from my parents. So I sent Santa some items, but I wasn't giving my parents the time of day, essentially. You know, I was just assuming that Santa would take care of everything. So Christmas Day rolls around, and I get this awesome signed and framed kind of watercolor mural of my favorite football player, Art Monk, wide receiver for the Washington Redskins for the longest time. And it was, like I said, it was a watercolor mural, and then it had like framed of his playing card, and it was signed and everything. It was awesome. And literally, I opened it up, and it was the last thing I had Christmas morning, and I started crying. And I started, you know, pitching a fit because it wasn't what I really wanted from Santa. Because apparently what I really wanted was a nutcracker. Yes, one of those wooden toys that you guys see and probably every Christmas store, every store you've been to in the last 6 weeks, you've seen probably life-size versions of them or any type of versions of them. I wanted one of those for some reason, I don't know why, you know, this was something that my parents were very, I guess, they were committed to the fact that if I wanted a nutcracker, I was going to get a nutcracker from that point on every Christmas. So I am 35 now, or about to be 35, and so I think for the last 20 or so years, I've been getting a nutcracker, some version of a nutcracker, every single Christmas. And I imagine when I open my presents on Christmas morning, I will have another one from my parents. So that was one of my most fondest memories, because it's just now looking back about how silly it was for me to withhold information from my parents. And they got the last laugh, because now they keep sending me nutcrackers well into my adulthood. So besides that, obviously spending time with family is really one of my most favorite memories. You know, we used to do Christmas Eve up big on the farm where I grew up. And I know Shannon, like I said, she's a lover of Christmas too. So I know spending time with her family when she's growing up was huge. And now we have our own family, so that's why it's so special to us. I did want to share a little bit of kind of health info for you guys before I take off. We was looking, you know, kind of something that's relevant for you guys to kind of think about when you're going to holiday parties and maybe spending time with family you don't get to see all the time is, you know, dietary choices are a big part of a lot of people's lives nowadays. You know, whether you're paleo or vegan or pescatarian or whatever you may be, everybody has a different kind of approach to diet, which they should. But it can cause some, maybe a little bit of apprehension or kind of, I don't know if conflict's the best word, but it's the best thing I can think of right now. So I was checking out an article on the Well and Good website, wellandgood.com, and it was basically four suggestions on how you can deal with holiday food shaming. So, you know, if you go to that holiday party with your family and or maybe friends, and, you know, you have a certain way of eating and they have maybe the other end of the spectrum, you know, kind of some four tips to help you avoid frustration or avoid kind of the stress associated with getting questioned on why are you eating that? Why aren't you eating this? So the number one suggestion is be upfront about your needs. So before you make it to the party, you know, ask whoever the host is, say, hey, do you have any type of these options? If they don't stress them out by saying, can you make this? You know, just bring your own dish. Bring something that fits your dietary needs. But also, would you know, since you've hopefully are cooking your own meals also, that everybody would enjoy. So I think that's a great suggestion to help you kind of avoid the maybe those sideways glances when maybe you don't have anything on your plate when it comes to dinner time at that holiday party. So second suggestion or tip from this article is talk about your choices sans judgment. So if somebody asks you why you choose to eat the way you are, you don't have to kind of really explain it all the time. Just, you know, just think about, you know, you feel better and it makes you feel better about with the way you eat. You know, like, you know, say if you're a vegetarian, you say I feel better eating more vegetables or less animal products. But I know everybody else is different, so, you know, I can understand why you would want to eat animal products. So just kind of be, I guess, non-confrontational and just kind of exude the fact of the idea that we talk about on this podcast, that not all diets, it's not one size fits all as far as diets goes. The third tip is don't try to convert people. I think this is a huge one. This is a great tip. Doesn't need a lot of explaining, but hey, I mean, you eat the way you eat because, like the second tip said, it works for you. Okay, you don't have to try to convert people, because when you try to convert people, I feel it turns them off. If you want to share knowledge with them, tell them about what has happened for you, maybe your blood markers have gone down following this one, so on and so forth, that's great. But you don't say, hey, you should try this. You know, hey, I've been doing this, you need to try that since you have, maybe you have type 2 diabetes or so forth, or, you know, whatever it may be. Just share your information. And then talk, and then that's it. You know, I think that's it. Share your information, what it's done for you, and then I think that's where you can leave it at, because educating people, I think, is a good idea, but trying to convert people, that's a step too far. The last one is try not to get emotional. Remember, it's just food. I know it's hard to say because food is almost religion now, but you got to realize that everybody has their own type of wants, needs, and especially dietary needs, vitamin deficiencies, whatnot, allergies. Everybody has different approaches, and if somebody really is harping on you and it's really they're not kind of for some reason they're obsessed with the way you, what you have on your plate, which I think is another whole podcast, but remove yourself from the situation for, you know, a certain amount of time. You know, you don't try to over explain or kill them with kindness or anything, just remove yourself from the situation. I think that's kind of the last ditch effort, you know, before you create a verbal conflict or kind of an awkward situation. Just remove yourself from this conversation, you know, like I said, because hopefully people realize it's just food at the end of the day. And usually when you're at the party like that, you should realize that, hey, we're pretty fortunate to be in this situation where we're arguing about what type of food choices there are, you know? So that's definitely a first world problem. Speaking of first world problems, I don't know if that's a good segue, but make sure you guys try to take some time to be charitable this holiday season. That's something that I'm always want to promote, because this time of year is hard for a lot of people, and there's great charities that exist now that really do a great job of trying to donate and help the less fortunate. So, and all you can, and they're always asking for, you know, help and people to volunteer or contribute. So just find a great charity, one that's reputable, and you know, do your part to contribute this time of year. It's, you know, obviously we should try to contribute all year, but the holiday season is especially tough, and especially for kids who may be less fortunate. You know, nobody wants to go without presents, you know, or it's not even the material things. It's the idea of, I think, gift giving or giving and receiving at this time of year is kind of it's very special, especially when you're young. So I think you guys, if anybody can, if you're talking about trying to have those feel-good moments the holiday season, doing that, giving to a charity along with your family and friends is a great idea. So, once again, quick little hitter episode, guys. I know everybody's getting ready for a holiday, or getting ready for Christmas, I should say. So, just wanted to get an episode out to you guys and wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you guys once again for another great year. 2019 is going to be even better. We promise we're going to have some brand new stuff, and it's going to be great. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep giving us those rating reviews. And thank from Shannon, I know she's like resting right now, but I know she would say the same thing. And we want to thank you guys and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time. For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter @theATFpodcast. And like and follow the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.